This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
We established the virtue of this chapter. أنها من المنجيات من عذاب القبر. وعذاب القبر, the punishment in the grave, ثابت في القرآن والسنة. It is established in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. في القرآن, في قول الله تعالى, Allah سبحانه وتعالى said about قوم فرعون, النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا. The hellfire, they will be exposed to it in the morning and at night. This is in the grave. ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب. And when the hour is established, then the people of Fir'aun will be admitted into a painful punishment. فهذا يعني واضح بين, very explicit. والسنة يا إخوة فيها الكثير. In the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, multiple accounts which establish that our life in the grave, whether it is a bless, whether it is na'im, or whether it is a punishment. The most famous hadith, hadith al-Bara' ibn Azib رضي الله عنه في مستدرك الحاكم, الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم went to bury one of the people from Medina and the grave was not ready yet. فجلس مع أصحابه, he sat with his companions as the rest of them are preparing the grave for burial, and they were all saddened by the death of the Sahabi to the extent that their silence would invite the birds to fly and stand over their heads. كأن على رؤوسهم الطير, هكذا قال البراء. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم himself had a stick in his hand and he started poking يعني the earth. Then he looked at his companions and he said three times, استعيذوا بالله من عذاب القبر. Seek refuge with Allah from the punishment in the grave. استعيذوا بالله من عذاب القبر. استعيذوا بالله من عذاب القبر. يعني someone comes and denies this, there is something wrong with their understanding, with their belief system, with their aqeedah. وورد في صحيح الإمام مسلم حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرنا, he actually commanded us that when we finish the tashahud in the salah, when we sit the final jalsa for the salah and we finish our tashahud, then we should seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from four things: from the punishment in hell, عذاب جهنم, عذاب القبر, from the punishment in the grave, فتنة المحيا والممات, the trials of life and death, ومن شر فتنة المسيح الدجال. So right before the taslim, after you finish your tashahud, you're supposed to seek refuge from these four matters. ولكن الأمر على الاستحباب يا إخوة. I used the word he commanded us, الجمهور that this is recommended. This is recommended. But I want to let you know that some of the predecessors, يعني في تابعي اسمه طاووس. His name is طاووس. One day he asked his son, did you seek refuge with Allah? Did you seek refuge with Allah from the four things the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam named in that hadith? He said, no. He said, go and repeat your salah. So طاووس يرى الوجوب. طاووس sees that this is mandatory. But of course, the view of the consensus, إجماع الفقهاء, that it is recommended. يعني your salah is valid if you do not say that. We have other also, Uthman ibn Affan, رضي الله عنه. Uthman, when he would stand, ورد في الحديث في سنن الترمذي, that when he would stand on a grave, or when he sees a grave, he would cry to the extent that his beard would get wet from the tears. فthey asked him, تذكر الجنة وتذكر النار. You don't do this. When we talk to you about Jannah, when we talk to you about hell, you don't do this. But when you're reminded with the grave, you do this. Then he mentioned that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنَّ الْقَبْرَ هُوَ أَوَّلُ مَنَازِلِ الْآخِرَةِ. The grave is the first stop of الْآخِرَةِ. Really your first encounter with the hereafter. If it is good, this is a good sign. يعني if you were received well by the angels, you pass that fitna, it's a good sign. That means what to follow will be easy on you بإذن الله تعالى. فالشاهد يا إخوة, عذاب القبر ثابت في كتاب الله وفي سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The punishment in the grave is established in the Quran والسنة وأقوال العلماء بإذن الله تعالى. Now, سورة تبارك, تبارك الذي بيده الملك. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, or he used to say, كُنَّا نُسَمِّيهَا عَلَىٰ عَهْدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ الْمَانِعَةَ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. We used to give Surah Tabarak this special name during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one which will protect you from the punishment in the grave. سؤال يا إخوة, that we finished last night or previous lecture talking about the same subject. What is the relevance? إيه العلاقة بين you reciting, reading, understanding what is mentioned in Surah Tabarak and the punishment in the grave? We know that when we're buried, we come to an encounter with two angels. Those two angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fashioned them in a way that they are to intimidate, they are to rebuke us, they are to make us fear, and meanwhile they ask us three questions. من ربك? Who is your Lord? وما دينك? What is your religion? ومن نبيك? Who is your messenger? وفي لفظ, وما تقول عن نبيك? What do you say about the man who was sent to you? ما تقول عن الرجل الذي بعث فيكم. هذه أسئلة في التوحيد, في العقيدة. These three questions are in the area of التوحيد, الكلمة. And Pay attention to this. These are simple questions. But only those who live the answers will be able to answer. Those who used to say in the dunya, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَبِيًّا. Ya ikhwa, we have Muslims right now who shy away from Islam. Yani, we have some people whose name is Muhammad. Muhammad miraculously turns into Mu. My name is Mu. Or he hides his identity. He doesn't want, you know. Are you really pleased with Islam being your religion? Huh? Raditu, you know. Raditu. I'm contented, man. I'm happy with Islam being my religion. I'm proud to be a Muslim. Some Muslims right now, you ask them, are you a Muslim? Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm a Muslim. Sorry, please. Please forgive me, I'm a Muslim. Listen, you cannot compel people to follow your Islam. You can't. Them accepting this has to be willingly, because this is their God-given right. But if you tell them, you invite them kindly to Islam, you use good means to invite them to Islam, and they tell you, no, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, if they don't accept it, فَاشْهَدُوا بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. Watch me, I'm a Muslim. Bear witness, I'm a Muslim. This is someone who lived the answers to these three questions. Just to let you know something very interesting in a chapter called Ibrahim, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set two parables. The first one, أَلَمْ تَرَى كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Have you seen how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set a parable? A goodly word is like a goodly tree. It's rooted in earth and it reaches the heaven. Abdullah ibn Abbas said that goodly word is La ilaha illallah. Is it Tawheed? But look at the other parable. وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ. And the likeness of a wicked word like a wicked tree, shirk. Right after it, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Those who applied the first parable, Tawheed, they will be granted steadfastness. Whether in the dunya, while they are passing away, he is dying, the angel is extracting the soul out of his body. Ya Sheikh, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. لَا أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا. يُثَبَّت. يُثَبَّت. Because he lived that. That was rooted. Tawheed was rooted in his heart, in his life. And he nourished this with knowledge, with actions, with all type of things. He took care of that. It's like a tree. Shajarat al-Tawheed, the tree of Tawheed is in his life. Every day he feeds it. Every day he nourishes it. At the bed of death, when he is asked to say it, Because لَقِّنُوا مَوْتَاكُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Those who are dying, tell them that. He's going to say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدْ رَسُولَ. Others who lived for shirk, lived for other things than that, no تثبيت. Say لا إله لها. ما ينطق بها عند موتي. He's not going to say it. Likewise, in the grave, who is your Lord? My Lord is Allah. تثبيت, steadfastness. نأتي للسؤال هنا, the question here, التوحيد. We hear التوحيد, 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 التوحيد. What is this توحيد? Monotheism, unity of Allah. العلماء يا إخوة, the scholars, and by the way, all of these are means to educate the masses يعني about توحيد. They divide توحيد into two types, sometimes three, sometimes four. But overall, you have توحيد pertaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that would include two types. Al-Rububiyyah, the Lordship of Allah, and the names and the attributes. That you know Allah by His essence, subhana, bidatihi, asma'ihi, His names, sifatihi, His attributes, af'alihi, His actions. The tawheed. ولذلك يسمى علمي خبري, knowledge. It's only knowledge. There is nothing is, you only know that you have to learn it. That you get to know Allah, who Allah is. That you know who you're worshipping. It's really, I want to tell you, it's really sad that a lot of Muslims, they come into this world and they die. And they used to pray and they used to fight, but they don't know who they are worshipping. They don't know the names, the attributes of Allah. They don't even know how to understand these names and attributes, unfortunately. And that, by the way, is important because it gives your amal the second side or the second type of tawheed, tawheed al-amali, the action, the tawheed pertaining to the action. It gives it quality. وفي ربط, there is a connection between the two. إنما يخشى الله من عباده من العلماء. Those who have خشية of Allah are those who know who Allah is. ولذلك الجريء على ربي, لما تشوف إنسان, when you see somebody who has courage to speak about Allah in a reckless manner, هو أجهل الناس بربي, تلاقيه جاهل جدا بالله. تطلع كده, sometimes we see people on television coming out and they speak about Allah like ده جهل بالله, هذا جاهل. يعني ده تقول له ادعي له, يعني make دعاء for him, لأنه جاهل, يجهل. أجرأ الناس على ربهم أجهلهم كما قال ابن القيم. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث أنس, حديث الرهط المشهور, three individuals came to his house, ask about the manner of his worship. يعني we don't want to go into the hadith, that's another subject, but one of them said, I'm going to pray tahajjud every single night, not sleep. The other one said, I'm going to fast every single day. The third one said, I'm not going to marry women. Women who distract us, family responsibilities distract me from celibacy, basically, the life of الرهبانة يعني. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took on the pulpit and he said, I heard some people saying this. And he said, what? لَأَنَا أَعْلَمُكُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَأَشَدُّكُمْ لَهُ خَشْيَةً. I'm the most knowledgeable of who Allah is and I'm the most fearful of who Allah, of Allah, but I don't do this. I don't, I still pray and sleep, fast, break fast, and I have a family. فالعلم بالله مهم. Knowing who Allah is important. وتجد القرآن, you will find the Quran always addressing the subject of الربوبية. Why? Because الربوبية is the entry to الألوهية. Allah, شوف 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 look at this. عما يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون. شوف look at الربوبية now. ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا نومكم سباتا all of this is ربوبية رب that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created you, is the one who provides for you, is the one who takes care of you. Shouldn't he then be worshipped? وذلك يقول لك الربوبية مدخل للألوهية. You knowing your Lord is the entry to worship him alone. You find this pattern always, always repeated throughout the Quran. Look at this. قل الحمد لله وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الله خير أما يشركون. Who is better, Allah or the idols which they associate with Allah? Then the talk. أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He created the heavens and the earth. وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Brought down water. فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ. Then vegetation came down, came out of this, of earth, through that water. هذه ربوبية, this is lordship. Then comes in the question in الولهية, أَإِلَاهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ. طب by Allah you go and worship another إله after he does these things for you? The answer is no. No. Only people who are what? Who don't have the mind straight would do something like this. Look. قل من رب في سورة المؤمنون قل من رب السماوات السبع ورب العرش العظيم. Who's the Lord of the seven heavens and the throne? سيقولون لله. It belongs to Allah. طيب, why do you go and worship others? سورة الملك يا إخوة is in this area. Exactly. The same exact pattern. It talks to you about the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is one of the elements of the lordship of Allah. And consequently, this must lead you to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We begin with the first verse. تبارك الذي بيده الملك. تبارك الذي بيده الملك. تبارك تعاظم تعالى. And this سبحان الله can only تعاظم تعالى تبارك glorified and exalted. And this can only be used with Allah. Others هو مبارك يقول لك مبارك. سيدنا عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام he said وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت. He made me blessed. Because everyone else he must get the baraka from who? Allah سبحانه وتعالى. But Allah سبحانه وتعالى تبارك تعاظم وتعالى. تبارك الذي بيده الملك. In his hand is the kingship, the sovereignty. Why? Because sometimes you will find in the human life, in our lives, that you own, but you don't own. What do I mean by that? You own something, but it's not yours. Some guy came and he went to the court and he refuted your ownership. Or you have no say about it. that you own it, you own that place, but you have no say about it. Some other people have the say. لا رب العالمين بيده الملك. He owns everything and he has a say about every single thing. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. And he is able to do everything in his... No one questions him. ولا شوف لله ملك السماوات والأرض. To Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. يخلق ما يشاء. He creates whatever he wants. يهب لمن يشاء إناثا. He gives you females. ويهب لمن يشاء الذكور. And he gives us others males. أو يزوجهم ذكرانا وإناثا. No one can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, if you own a place here in America, it's very interesting. And if you want to do something in the structure of the building, can you just do this? Do you have to go to the city and get what? Get a permit. Allah doesn't need permits from nobody. لا يسأل عما يفعل فعال لما يريد. شوف تبارك من البركة. Normally, يا إخوة, when you see people owning things, especially the people who have tremendous amount of stuff they own, you find them normally harsh. Very few, by the way, you find them what? شوف ربط البركة بالملك. That subhanallah, he is the king, he owns, but he gives barakah. And amazing, you find also in Surah Al-Mulk, Ismullah Ar-Rahman repeated a lot. That he is Malik, lahu al-mulk, but Rahman. Amman hadha alladhi yansur, amman hadha alladhi yansurukum min dun ar-Rahman. Amman yarzuqukum al-aya? Amman hadha alladhi huwa jundun lakum yansurukum min dun ar-Rahman. Fa al-mulk wa ar-Rahma, both. You don't find this in the human. You find a king, harsh, tough. He doesn't give. He punishes people. هو الرئيس بقى. يسجن الناس. He jails this. لا. هو إيه؟ له الملك والرحمة. ولذلك يا إخوة سبحان ربي لو تدبرت هذا المعنى الرحمن على العرش استوى. الرحمن rose above the throne in a way that suits his majesty. نثبت الصفة. We affirm the attribute. Why الرحمن؟ ما في الملك في المالك وفيه الجبار القوي القوي. Why القوي على العرش استوى. شوف سبحان الله, when people win elections in or they rip off election, let me put it this way, or they forcefully take over the office, they have something called what? Inauguration. صحيح? The day of what? This is the day he rises above what? Above the throne. Look at the speech of Donald Trump when he rose above the throne. Look at type of speech. لا الرحمن على العرش ولله المثل الأعلى الرحمن على العرش استوى. The most merciful rose above the throne in a way that truth is majestic. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. سبحان الله يا إخوة. الذي خلق الموت والحياة. Look, the first element that Allah created, death. Because originally everybody is what? الموت متقدم لكل مخلوق. Death precedes every living item, element, human. Death comes first. Allah created death. And also to show you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to make everyone dies. وهذا من تمام ملكي. And this is the perfection of his kingdom. That you make your opponent die. They all die. ويقول قتادة أن الله قدم الموت على الحياة لإذلال الخلق. That Allah mentioned death before life in order to what? Make you what? Subdue yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طبعا we have this encounter between Ibrahim alayhi salam and Namrud. Mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. ألم تر إلى الذي حاج إبراهيم في ربه أن آتاه الله الملك. Haven't you seen the one who debated with Ibrahim regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because Allah given him الملك. What was the first point Ibrahim made? إذ قال إبراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت. Ibrahim said to Namrud, what? My Lord gives life and causes death. What did Namrud said? I can do that. But he didn't really get the point. What he did, he brought two individuals and he said, this one is going to live, this one is going to die. So I give him this one life and I give him this one what? Death. No. La la la. Life that you bring him from what?
Nothing.
That's, and he did not exist. And you make him come into existence. Even death, that the soul get distracted out of the body. Sometimes you see somebody, perfect body, nothing. He actually went to sleep at night. His soul was what? This is not... الذي خلق الموت والحياة. Why يا إخوة are we here? Why? للبلاء. To be tested. ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. البلاء two types. شرعي قدري. شرعي where you have a choice. Say la ilaha illallah, it's up to you. You have a choice. Salli, pray, you have a choice. Sharia, where we have a choice. Lawal il deen. Mankind were given al-amana. Whether to accept this or not. Al-qadr, you have no choice over it. Al-qadr. Mahu al-bala, the tests which we receive during the time when we're alive until we die, that journey 60, 70 years, which we live in the face of this earth, is in two areas. The area of al-deen, where you have a choice, and that test, that trial is actually the most difficult because you have a choice. The other one with al-qadr, you have no choice. What are you going to do? You can change it. أيكم أحسن عملا, that you strive in the first one to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the second one you maintain patience. تصبر. صبر. When you're inflicted with something you don't like, and you're grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give you something that you like to have. Right away. أحسن عمل by the way, يقول سفيان الثوري رحمه الله, أحسن العمل أخلصه وأهداه إلى سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. That you do the act sincerely for Allah, and you follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, ikhwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned only one amal. احنا هنبطل امتى يا فضيله الشيخ؟ على 7 كده؟ على 7 كده ان شاء الله. The we stop at 7:04 عشان الصلاة. طيب. So what time do should we stop?
7:04.
ممكن يصلوا 7:04؟ طيب ماشي. خلاص 15 more minutes. Can you handle me 15 more minutes? I feel bad for you, والله. هتصلي؟ انتوا عايزيني بالظبط قولوا لي وانا هعمل على طول. ها؟ خلاص 7:05. What about this? We stop at 7:05. طيب. Right away, look. الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا. آيات الله يا إخوة. الله سبحانه وتعالى created seven layers of heavens. السماوات السبع طباقا, layer after layer. ورد يا إخوة في بعض الآثار that the distance between each layer is a 500 years travel between السماوات. ورد هذا في حديث المعراج, the hadith regarding the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ascending to Allah, that he would go from one layer to the next layer, seven of them طباقا. ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت. Do you see any defects in the creation of الرحمن? Right here, there. الرحمن. Huh? فرجع البصر هل ترى من فطور. Go back and look. Ya ikhwa, there are a lot of verses in the Quran where we're actually asked to look at the creation of the heavens. أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَهُمْ كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا وَزَيَّنَّاهَا وَمَا لَهَا مِنْ فُرُوجٍ. If you really ponder upon this, imagine the human and the heavens and the earth, compare the two. Which is more difficult to create? مجازاً لنا, يعني metaphorical here. Nothing is difficult in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know this. But really the heavens and the earth. لَخَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ خَلْقِ النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. شوف, the creation of the heavens and the earth is what? More work. There is more work has to put. La antum. Allah is addressing the human. La antum. A antum. Ashaddu khalqa am السماء. Who? أنتم أشد خلق أم السماء بناها رفع سمكها فسواها وأغطش ليلها وأخرج ضحاها والأرض بعد ذلك دحاها. For the creation of the heavens and the earth is a lot of details there. And look at, وجعلنا السماء سقفا محفوظا. Can you imagine, we talk about ثقب الأوزون الآن, some hole somewhere, that's why they are attributing the extra heat, and they say because there is a hole somewhere. A hole somewhere. Imagine if there are holes in I don't know how accurate that talk is, but these elements of the breathing, the air, the oxygen, the gas, whatever it is, going out. And look and ponder. That should lead you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولذلك يا إخوة, a Bedouin, he is not intellectual. A simple man was asked, كيف عرفت ربك? How did you learn that there is a Rabb? How did you learn? He said, listen, البعرة تدل على البعير. When I see a dung of a camel, that means there was a camel here. والأثر يدل على المسير. And if I see the printing of a feet on the ground, that means somebody walked here. Look at this. سماء ذات أبراج. The heavens with all these beautiful stars. أرض ذات فجاج. Earth with all these valleys and mountains. بحار ذات أمواج. The seas with all these waves. ألا يدل ذلك على اللطيف الخبير. This doesn't tell you that there is a God. ما هو الخلق يا إخوة, خلق السماوات والأرض establishes the creator, that there is a creator. أم خلقوا من غير شيء أم هم الخالقون. Were they created out of nothing or they created it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting us to look at the heavens and the earth in this particular verse right here, looking at the heavens and see the perfection of the creation of the heavens. Comes in the next elements, which is the stars. فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير. Look at it. ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين. Indeed we have decorated the lower heaven which we see with what? مصابيح, lighting stars, which become وجعلناها shooting stars. We know right before sending the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, الجن المارد, الجن أنواع, there are types of jinn, that type is called المارد, the rebellious one, used to go up to the lower heaven and they used to spy and hear the conversation of the angels. And from that they would conclude that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding certain things, and they would go to the human whom they serve and tell them this conversation, and the human would make lies on the basis of this. They used to do this. It was free. But when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent, that stopped. وَأَنَّا لَمَسْنَا السَّمَاءَ فَوَجَدْنَاهَا مُلِئَتْ حَرَسًا شَدِيدًا وَشُهُبًا. Now when we come near the heaven, a lot of guards and a lot of shooting stars. Lay the stars. Look before. وَأَنَّا كُنَّا نَقْعُدُ مِنْهَا مَقَاعِدَ لِلسَّمَّعِ. Before the sending of the Prophet ﷺ, we used to go and listen. فَمَنْ يَسْتَمِعِ الْآنِ, whoever goes and listens now, يَجِدْ لَهُ شِهَابَ الرَّصَدَ. He's going to be hit by one of these. فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ, these stars which we see, ولذلك يقول العلماء, للنجوم ثلاث وظائف. النجوم has three jobs. مَنْ زَادَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ فَقَدْ تَكَلَّمَ فِيمَا لَا يَعْلَمْ. Whoever goes beyond that, he is messing up. Because we know that people look at the movement of the stars and they claim that they know the unseen. That they can tell you what will happen in the future by the movements of what? Of the stars. They tell you that, لا. النجوم, number one, زينة, which is, وَلَقَدْ زَيَنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحِ. Decoration. The heaven looks good. Subhanallah, ikhwa, when there is no moon. Have you ever looked at the heavens when there is no moon? Whether it is the first or the end of the month? What happened to these stars? They shine, they are more there. Yeah, when there is a moon, yeah, their light kind of dims out. But with fazina, it beautifies the earth. Especially if you're in Colorado there. You would love to see this in Colorado. It's out of this world. When it's dark at night, and there is no moon. Subhanallah, I feel the stars out there. فزينة, this is number one. رجوما للشياطين, this is two, shooting stars. Number three, للإيه؟ وبالنجم هم يهتدون. That إيه, you find guidance if you're traveling in the desert using the stars. Other than this, nothing more. مش تيجي تقول لي الهوروسكوب بقى يقول لك ايه الجوزة ومش عارف وال you read the horoscopes in the morning and لا, هذا كلام ما أنزل الله به من سلطان. You know the horoscopes, you know that based on the movements of the stars. ف ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير. And we will prepare for them the punishment in the hereafter. Inshallah, we'll stop here بإذن الله تعالى and continue tonight. But again, يا إخوة, it's so interesting when you grasp the theme of a chapter of the Quran. Every chapter has an overall theme, a subject about it, and you could apply all these small details to this subject. The subject of Surah Al-Mulk is to instill, ingrain the Lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. When you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created this and created that, and later on is going to go as far as you protected, who provides for you, even the guidance, أَفَمَنْ يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَى وَجْهِ أَهْدَى أَمَّنْ يَمْشِي سَوِيًّا عَلَى, even the water like we mentioned. لما ترى الملك والخلق وتدبير الله سبحانه وتعالى, when you see that Allah created everything, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns everything, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of everything, then you submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every time that you read a verse, it's going to increase your iman once it comes to the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will always lead you, let me go pray, let me go serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me become a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the theme of Surah Tabarak. جزاكم الله خيرا. يعني we'll stop here inshallah. I don't know if you have any questions. Other than that, inshallah, we can go بإذن الله تعالى بري شروق inshallah. No questions? تفضل يا رسول.
قراءة سورة تبارك كما قلنا أمس,
نعم,
إذا الواحد ما كان حينام في الليل لعمل
أو نعم, now, our brother is asking about the hadith which I quoted yesterday في سنن الترمذي, حديث جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقرأ بألف لام ميم تنزيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه السجدة وتبارك الذي بيده الملك قبل نومه في كل ليلة. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to recite سورة السجدة and Surah Tabarak before he would go to sleep every night. ورد في الحديث يعني. Now what if you're not going to go to sleep? يعني قرأت للشيخ عبد المحسن العباد شيء يعني طيب جدا. I read something for one of the scholars regarding this subject, because there is not a clear directives whether you need to memorize this chapter or whether you need to read it at night, every single night, or read it during the day, or reading it in your salah, or reading it in... He said, if you put all these ahadith together, it's an invitation for you to give special attention to this chapter. Like a lot of Muslims give attention to Yasin, to Rahman, huh? To Al-Kahf. So, overall, you must have special attention. This chapter is... Now, special attention would be in reading it often, often. يعني you give it a speciality that you want to read it as often as possible. Of course, above all, memorizing it. And as a matter of fact, above all is to understand these meanings about the Lordship of Allah. And understanding these meanings to help you what? Be better in your ubudiyyah. Because Lordship by itself is not enough. يا إخوة توحيد الربوبية لا يدخل أحدا في دين الإسلام. You believing Allah is the creator, the owner, the sustainer doesn't make you a Muslim. What makes you a Muslim is you, that belief takes you to the next level, which is what? You say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and you act upon it. This is what is meant by it. But of course, if you want to go after the literal, every night, read it before, not necessarily while you're in bed. You can read it every night, يعني while you are at work. If you can, especially if you memorize it, inshallah. Wallahu a'lam. نعم. طيب. القوة نعم. Our brother is asking a very good question, actually a very useful question for all of us. Like we mentioned yesterday, إخوة, منهج الصحابة والتابعين في الأسماء والصفات. The methodology of the companions and the second best, the third best regarding the names and the attributes of Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes himself in a certain way, we don't interpret this differently. When Allah says he has a hand, we believe that Allah has a hand. But we always say a hand, he has a hand in a way it suits his majesty. يد تليق بجلاله وكماله. The brother is asking, what about children? Because we know that المؤولة الأشاعرة يعني والماتوريديز and the others, they يخرجون هذه الألفاظ عن معانيها الأصلية. They take the meanings into a hidden meanings. They say اليد يعني القوة. What is meant by the hand is not the hand, but the strength, because your strength is in your hand. فيتأول اليد بالإيه؟ بالقوة. يتأول المجيء بالأمر. ويتأول النزول بالرحمة. يعني يتأول هذه الصفات, the actions of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, with another meanings. Now he's saying we have to do this especially with children. He's saying that. يشوف يعني سبحان الله يا إخوة, أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the second and the third best generations, ما وقفوا عند هذه الأمور أبدا. يقول لك مررها. يعني ما بعد يقول مررها. Let it pass. لا تستوقف. Don't stop, especially with someone. يعني I was talking about this yesterday because I could see that my crowd, mashallah, like yourself, is a crowd that can understand what I'm saying. بس هذا الكلام لا أتكلم, يعني I wouldn't say it in front of people who may not grasp, like the children. يعني I wouldn't stop with the children. Let him do it. Let him understand it any way that he's not going to ask you. I'm telling you, the fitra, he's not going to ask you. But if he does ask you, I'll give you an example. Yadu al-sha, yadu al-ma'iz, la mu'akhza an yadu al-himar, yadu al-jamal, يد الإنسان, يد الطائر. These are different things. The hands of the sheep, the hands of the goat, the hands of the cat, the hands of the camels, the hands, we can go on. I'm asking you, are they alike? Are they alike? لماذا? Why? لا, لاختلاف الذات. Because the essence is different. The shape of the camel is different to the shape of the animal. The shape, you understand? طيب, إذا أنا حشبه الآن اليد الإنسان بيد الله. If I'm gonna go that the hand of the human is like the hand of Allah, is that essence like the essence of Allah? والعياذ بالله, ما أحد يقول هذا الكلام أبدا. ما أحد يقول هذا الكلام. ده العرش, يعني في حديث ابن عمر في معجم الطبراني, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, والحديث يعني تحدث في سنده ولكن معناه صحيح, تفكروا في آلاء الله ولا تفكروا في الله. شوف 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 شوف, use your intellect to reflect upon what Allah created, but don't go after Allah, don't try, because this is actually one of the gates of shaitan. نقرأ هذا في مسند أحمد, حديث أبي هريرة, إن الشيطان يأتي أحدكم, الشيطان will come to one of you, who created the heavens and the earth. الشيطان actually is going to help you, is going to say Allah, say Allah, قول الله. وبعدين يقول طب who created you, الشيطان is going to help you, he's taking you somewhere with this, say Allah. Then he's going to come with the big one now, who created Allah. في الحديث, ورد في الحديث, قل آمنت بالله. Don't entertain the thought. Say I believe in Allah and move on with your life. فالشاهد, انظر, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, والحديث أخرجه الإمام أبي داود, حديث جابر بن عبد الله also, أذن لي, أذن لي, I was given a permission to describe for you, أن أصف لكم ملكا من حملة العرش, one of the angels who bear the throne. How many angels bear the throne? 8. ويحمل عرش ربك فوقهم يومئذ, مش قرأها الشيخ النهارده في الصلاة, مش الحق قرأها النهارده, 8 مش 80, 8. One angel, his feet is in the seventh earth. More like there are seven heavens, there are what? سبع أرضين. الله الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن. So like there are, Allah is the one who created seven heavens and seven earth. Now his feet is in the seventh earth. ورأسه السماء السابعة. The seven heavens. And the distance between his earlobe and his shoulder to be covered by a bird flying 700 years. That should give you indication about Allah. That the throne, not only the throne, اللي هو الكرسي. العلماء ابن عباس وغيره, أن الكرسي موضع القدمين, which is a component of the throne. موضع القدمين is the place where Allah places his feet in a way that suits his majesty. Don't visualize now. احنا ما هو ايه, نهينا عن الايه, عن البحث عن الكيفية. We were banned from looking for how. We're not doing. الإمام مالك, one day he was sitting, some guy entered, استوى على العرش. كيف استوى على العرش يا إمام مالك؟ ماذا قال له؟ What did he say to him? استوى معروف في اللغة, على واستقر. استوى معروف. Linguistically you know what استوى means. الاستواء معلوم. لا, معلوم. نحن لا نفوض في استواء. احنا نفوض العلم بالكيفية. I don't know how. But he rose in a way. He does these things in a way that suits his majesty. But I don't know how. لاستواء معلوم. الإيمان بها واجب. Me believing in it, واجب. الكيف مجهول. How, I don't know. Asking about it is what? بدعة. Take the guy out of the machine. Look, الكرسي في أثر عبد الله بن مسعود وغيره. الكرسي is the place where the footstool is called, the footstool. موضع القدمين, which is a component of العرش. If you compare that component of the throne with the heavens and the earth, is like a ring in a desert. You know what a ring is? حلقة في فلاة. والفلاة يقول لك الفلاة غير الصحراء. الفلاة اللي هي ايه؟ الصحراء التي ليس لها حدود. Boundless. فلاة. الصحراء تلاقي صحراء بس ايه تلاقيها ايه؟ محاطر. فتتكلم على ايه انت دلوقتي يعني؟ لا 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 لا. فاحنا مفروض مع الاطفال with the children نمرر كما قال الامام احمد مرر. ما سالوا الصحابه هذه الامور, ما كانوا يسالوا كيف يد الله وكيف مش عارف ولا حاجه, لانهم يعلمون they know that in a way that suits his majesty and you're not asked. شوف اسمع بس دي مني بس. At a breakfast? You can go have your breakfast and I'll continue the discussion with him. Yes. شوف يا أستاذ أحمد, ال 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 الأطفال يعني in closing عشان for the breakfast ونصلي الشروق on time. الأطفال نعاملهم كأطفال. We treat them like children in this area. Until he grows up and matures, then you gradually begin teaching him يعني the principles of الأسماء والصفات. Gradually. Once his intellect is able. A lot of people who are old, they don't grasp these principles. Even though they are old. And a lot of them are very intelligent in the conventional subjects like math and, but he stops at this. He doesn't grasp it. فالطفل يعني ايه, help him to just pass until he attains a certain level, then you can gradually introduce these principles to him inshallah. جزاك الله خير يا شيخنا. يلا بارك الله فيكم, جزاكم الله خيرا ان شاء الله. Don't forget صلاة الشروق and breakfast بإذن الله تعالى. بارك الله فيكم.